look, everything in Washington has been a lie. Weapons of mass destruction.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Release the Kraken!
3, 2, 1. Thunderbirds are go.
Thunder! Thunder!
Are not fit anymore for the 21st century. It has laid bare the fundamental lack of social cohesion, fairness, inclusion, and equality. In short, we need a great reset.
If they asked us all 20 years ago to start reducing the population, and by starting with ourselves, well, no one would step forward and volunteer. So they do it. And that was the whole point of creating the Royal Institute for International Affairs, a parallel government, because they said that democracy and the bickering with politicians and, as I say, the irreconcilable factors amongst groups within society were just too different, too much at odds, and they were at loggerheads with each other. They could not get their big agenda through. Therefore, the parallel government would not be responsible to the public, and it could steamroll ahead and bring in their new world order.
Hydra has been secretly feeding Christ, reaping war. And when history did not cooperate, history was
too high. Here's what we know. We know that the people who are dying from this disease are 11-fold more likely to pass if they are...
What plaything can you offer me today?
An obscure body in the SK system, Your Majesty. The inhabitants refer to it as the planet Earth.
How peaceful it looks.
Most effective, Your Majesty. Will you destroy this Earth?
Later. I like to play with things a while before annihilation.
But friend, you are my only friend.
What the hell are you doing with this creep, huh, Benny? What's in it for you?
It is better to be the right hand of the devil than in his path. As long as I serve him, I am immune.
From what?
Pitch cash a lot.
What did you say?
I don't want to tell you. You just hurt me so
much. As we struggle out of the shadow of our malefactors, welcome back to the light.
I am vengeance. I am the night. I am
vengeance.
Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. For at least a while. And dying in your beds many years from now, would you have been willing to trade all the years from this day to that for one chance, just one chance to come back here and tell our enemies that you can take our lives, that you can never take our freedom? Every man dies. Not every man truly lives. You. We must fight for that authentic freedom and live, my friend. By God, we must live. And with the Holy Spirit as your shield and Christ as your sword, may you join St. Michael and all the angels in defending God and setting Lucifer and his henchmen straight right back to hell where they belong. All storms. Yes. The storm is upon us. But not without Jesus, our rudder.
The dark clouds hanging over our government can be lifted and replaced with a bright future. But it all depends on whether we let the corrupt media decide our future or whether we let the American people decide
who are capable
of such crimes against our nation are capable of anything. For them, it's a war. And for them, nothing at all is out of bounds. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation. Believe me. And this will be our last chance.
And I've seen people quitting.
Hey, rats! Rats!
Dale! Did you have a plan if he responded?
I didn't think that far ahead.
He didn't think that far ahead. Well, we all go a little mad sometimes. You are live on Liberty's Thunder with Rex. Irreverent, relevant, and radioactive truth with a bite. A time is coming when men will go mad. And when they see someone who is not mad, they will attack him, saying, "You are mad. You are not like us." Saint Anthony the Great. We all go a little mad sometimes. Right on cue. The world has gone mad. I mean, it was mad before you were born, but your childhood innocence hid the madness from you until they ripped your innocence from your soul in the hypnotic dance of chaos. They told you the orange man was mean and angry, and even worse, inspiring fascism. He was literally Hitler and a threat to our sacred democracy. We needed a kinder, gentler leader for the free world. After we were served genocidal wars to protect us from weapons of mad destruction, mass destruction, and we were told we got to go fight the terrorists over there so that we don't have to fight the terrorists over here, right? It's a total war against terror. We rejected compassionate conservatism, proposed racial society so we could be instructed by a condescending, biracial, stuttering Alinskyite. Then the meanie won because of the Russians. Those bastards who dared to shirk off communism and choose orthodoxy and nationalism for their very resource-rich and large gas station, ordered by some very hostile undocumented jihadis and red Chinese. Dark days for our sacred democracy. Thankfully, the cabal, their words, not mine, just check out Molly Ball's article in Time magazine about fortified elections. But thankfully, the cabal, very concerned experts, colluded to fortify the 2020 election, and the orange bastard was defeated. Although his acolytes stormed our sacred temple of democracy, really the temple of Set, in a vain attempt to overturn the most secure election in cosmic history. It's amazing how in 4 years, when Trump was presumably in charge of the executive branch of the federal government, we went from the most rigged election in history, thanks to Vladimir Putin, to the most secure election in history, where Joseph Stalin got 81 million votes. If you believe that, you are, in fact, mad. Nobody believes that. Not even those that voted for him believe that. No one believes it was the most secure election in cosmic history. But we talk about it as if it is. And it's sore loserism, sour grapes, and conspiracy theory to say that it wasn't. So high walls, barbed wire, and armed troops stationed in our capital city for the installation of the Alinsky Lights number 2 meat puppet as the leader of the free world. Sanity returned as Joseph R. Biden, the angry white man, took his place in an impotent White House to yell and whisper at you for daring to challenge the order. As he sniffs children, and worse. Sanity or madness? It's often difficult to differentiate in this modern age of ours because we can't, Kant, as in Immanuel Kant, really know anything. In a post-Kantian world, we can't know anything. When wealthiest African-American, Elon Musk, himself will tell you that he believes that we could be Matrix-like simulation. Apparently, sometime in the past, we developed the technology to build an AI matrix, and we're all in it, and it's so real and vivid that we can't know that we're not in it, so we're probably in it. That passes for sanity in a post-Kantian world. We can't really know anything. At least, we can't know anything until the experts pronounce the realities of the new normal. Was it that Yuri Bezmenov said? I mean, he's shady himself, but his points were not erroneous. I mean, what did he say?
You're leftists in the United States. All these professors and all these beautiful civil rights defenders, they are instrumental in the process of the subversion only to destabilize the nation. When their job is completed, they are not needed anymore. They know too much. Some of them, when they get disillusioned, when they see that Marxist-Leninist come to power, obviously they get offended. They think that they will come to power. That will never happen, of course. They will be lined up against the wall and shot. But they may turn into the most bitter enemies of Marxist-Leninists when they come to power. And that's what happened in Nicaragua. You remember most of these former Marxist-Leninists were either put to prison or one of them split, and now he's working against Sandinistas. It happened in Grenada when Maurice Bishop was already a Marxist. He was executed by a new Marxist who was more Marxist than this Marxist. Same happened in Afghanistan when first there was Taraki, he was killed by Amin, then Amin was killed by Babrak Karmal with the help of KGB. Same happened in Bangladesh when Mujibur Rahman, very pro-Soviet leftist, was assassinated by his own Marxist-Leninist military comrade. It's the same pattern everywhere. It's divided in four basic stages. Demoralization, destabilization, crisis, normalization.
There it is. You've been demoralized. I mean, be honest, you have no morals. You've been destabilized. Nothing is solid anymore. Crisis, well, you know, 2 weeks to flatten the curve was 2 years ago, so you got your crisis, and that's what it's all about, normalization, the new normal. It's already happened. It's not coming. It's not going to happen. It's not might happen. It's happened. And whether you want to admit it or not, you let it happen because you're afraid. You're afraid. Fear. Evil fear. Gotcha. Paralyzed you. Like a bunch of pussies, you rolled over and let it happen. So the experts will tell us what reality is, because we can't really know what reality is until they pronounce the realities of the new normal. And it's this dialectic of thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. The synthesis is the new normal, and the synthesis becomes the new thesis. And then we have to have conflict with the new antithesis in a dialectical dance of death until the population is decimated to 500 million people and the ruling elite have a more manageable, pliable population of slaves over which they can rule. But, like the sun rising over the horizon, we have clarity. All is well. We can fear the bad things again, even though they are only phantoms. But we were taught, or at least programmed, to fear phantoms in our youth. So it is a familiar and comforting fear. No less evil, no less sinful, that's familiar and comforting, like a warm blanket on a cold night, just makes you feel cozy. The fact that it's made of thorns is something you overlook because of its familiarity. And happiness. Oh, sweet satisfaction. It's just ahead. It's just over the horizon. It's almost within our grasp. All we have to do is obey the fear and chase the next tempting step in our progress towards self-actualization. We are the people we've been waiting for. Sweet release, gripping fear, the electric neurons can link to endless pleasure. In fact, the wealthiest African-American, wealthiest man in the world, actually, especially now that Zuck's lost his percentage of wealth measured in digital bits and bytes of his stock value. He's actually in the first stages of approval for his Neuralink. You thought your smartphone was addictive. Wait until they plug it into your frontal cortex. And believe you me, some of you are turned off, frightened, and disgusted by such a concept, but millions are out there dying to get chipped. The gods of this world promise if we progress just a little further on our pathetic pathology, we can achieve sweet release, sweet nirvana, Shangri-La. It's ours. Just watch out for karma. She's a bitch. The world is waking up from a self-inflicted pandemic. Yes, self-inflicted pandemic of progress and regress in a dialectical dance of deceit. Yet, as soon as we censor the misinformation enough, we can see clearly that the economy is booming. And we have an endless supply of hedonistic happiness ahead because the angry white man, who promised he would shut down the virus and build back a brighter, bigger Ordo, delivers a clean, killing cure. That's KKK for those of you in the know, because Joe Rogan wasn't the only one who misadvertently used the word nigger when quoting somebody. Joseph R. Biden says it quite often. Sometimes he's quoting people, sometimes it's because he doesn't want a certain black man to sit on the Supreme Court. But now he's going to nominate the first black to the Supreme Court because he's totally not racist, even though he hung out and lauded and praised Grand Cyclops, Wizard, whatever the fuck, of the KKK. If you think I'm kidding, look it up. It's true. No matter how many fact checks have nuanced approaches as to why Byrd wasn't really in the KKK, or Biden and Clinton didn't really praise him, and Democrats aren't racists, even though they founded the KKK, but, you know, all you need to do right now is listen to the experts tell you what the current reality is. Past doesn't matter. You might not even be here in the future, but that's irrelevant because it'll be a brighter future for those of us that are here. This makes the population manageable and provides a sustainable future for those of us chosen to enter the future of the Great Reset in the new world order. Get boosted, put your mask on, scream at the retrograde rejects who pine for the days of the orange man, or terrorize our cities with honking. They're sieging our cities from the north and they're working their way south with honking and moon bounces and balls and balloons and barbecues. It's insanity. They haven't set one building on fire. They haven't killed one police officer. They haven't vandalized one building. And the only violence I've seen was one SUV with some masked lefty nut job plow into a truck, which, you know, is insanity in and of itself. But this is the worst thing. I mean, the mostly peaceful riots of the summer before last, were nothing compared to the violence of these truckers and farmers and cowboys. They have cowboys. It's crazy. Get out of our city. Stop honking, please. I can't sleep. Is this madness? Perhaps. But it is the madness of progress and pleasure, apotheosis. A beautiful dark omelet with millions of broken eggs. But that's how life works. The past must die. The moment of madness must pass so that the phantom future can be ours. Unless truth stands in judgment and men rise beyond the potential of Adamite origins and the chosen ones quake and rage because he is always there even when he is hidden. But he never really hides. We simply choose to ignore him and pretend we are already him because we see our own dark light. But darken our mind's mind to his uncreated light. This is not mass formation psychosis, Norman. You are the only one who is sane. Or are you? After all, we all go a little mad sometimes. Oh, Rex, why are you so mean? Why do you cuss so much? Can't you be nicer and clean up your language? Let me think about that. Fuck off. I am vulgar. I am profane. And I'm pissed off. In fact, I'm very fucking pissed off. And frankly, you aren't? Fuck you. Look around. People are being murdered. Many of them are murdered before they die. People are literally dying. All of the insurance actuaries are reporting excess mortality after the warp speed vaccination program began, not when the fake Chinese virus was unleashed on us, after the vaccines. And remember, these vaccines, so-called, are a soft kill genocidal weapon. You ain't seen nothing yet. Some people, because of their comorbidities, genetic predisposition, current health state, whatever, have succumbed to these things relatively quickly. Others have not, but will. Now, it's my suspicion that they put these batches out in waves where you had more of the stuff that kills, and then you had a bunch of placebos, and then more of the stuff that kills, and a bunch of placebos dispersed in various populations so that they can show us statistically how many people did not suffer vaccine injuries. But if you're getting boosted every 90 fucking days, how long before they wipe everybody out as we're collating the data from 3, 4, and 5 years ago? It's a slow, soft-kill genocide. They are slow-walking the results as the genocide picks up pace. And then add on to that, which we're not even really starting to address other than seeing a huge spike in miscarriages, is the coming infertility rate, the massive decline in new births as the population ages and dies off. Soft kill genocide. If that doesn't fucking piss you off, then you've already lost. Well, Rex, it just, that doesn't sound very nice. It sounds mean. I mean, we have to be cognizant of other people's feelings and kind of address these things in a tone where people can hear it. Guess what? If they want to hear it, they'll hear it. If they don't want to hear it, they won't, no matter how you phrase it, no matter what tone you use. Frankly, I don't have the patience or the inclination to soften my fucking tone or clean up my fucking language. And if you don't like it, turn this off, shove your head back right up your ass, and pretend there is not a genocide going on. That is madness. Now, madness is an interesting word in English, modern English, the English we speak, the American English we speak. Madness can mean a lot of things. It can mean insanity, like when Norman Bates says, we all go a little mad sometimes. That's because this freak, allegedly birthed out of Hitchcock's mind, thinks his mother is still alive, and he keeps her taxidermied corpse in the attic, and then he kills people, especially women. He's psychotic. That's why the name of the movie is Psycho. And when he say we all go a little mad sometimes, it's because he's insane. Now, mad can also mean angry. And I'm fucking mad. You know, like in that movie Network. You know, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. Well, that's where I am. I'm mad. Anger. Now, there's different kinds of anger. There's wrath. There's vengeance. There's a lot of different kinds of anger. Most of them are bad. Now, we use the word righteous indignation for that anger that is directed properly. Well, that's part of our, part of the functions of our soul, right? Because we have the rational soul, where we do our logical and reasonable thinking, and we have the appetite in our soul that is about acquiring things. Now, it should be about acquiring virtue, but because we have these bodies that are corrupt, we tend to give in to the appetites at the prompting of our bodies. That is why it is our mission to subdue the body. That doesn't mean punish the body. It doesn't mean beat up the body. It doesn't mean scar the body. It doesn't mean flagellate yourself. It means you subdue your appetites in order to have dominion over your body so that you can have good appetites. But for most of us, especially in this modern hedonistic world, the appetites of our stomachs and our genitals reign supreme over our function. And then, of course, you've got the emotional or the irascible faculty of the soul. And that's angry. And that one I'm familiar with. Now, most of my life, I misused my anger because it was about me being thwarted in whatever it is that I had the appetite for, and something got in the way of that. The fact of the matter is, God gave me this anger for a reason. He gave it to you as well. We're supposed to get pissed off and angry at evil, at the devil himself and his minions, both the invisible and the visible, and especially at ourselves when we miss the mark and fuck things up because we didn't do the right thing, or we did the wrong thing, or we were silent as the right thing was avoided. There are a lot of different ways to participate, and you should be very pissed off about that, because you are not going to get better, you are not going to improve, and we're not going to fix any of this madness unless you get mad enough, get off your ass and do something constructive about it. I'm going to quote a very wise man. I've quoted him before. Frankly, I think he's an asshole. But he is a creative and entertaining one before he died. May God have mercy on his soul. Aldous Huxley, the man that tells you that people can be scientifically and pharmacologically engineered and predisposed to love their servitude when they ought not to love their servitude. And I believe that future scientific dictatorships, and there will be many, will bring this about in the final revolution. Well, you're pretty fucking close to the final revolution, people, so pay attention to this man. Pay attention to all of these guys, because they told you explicitly, not just they didn't just imply it. They were very explicit and clear about what they were going to do. And we chose to pretend that only the crazy conspiracists, Butch Robinsons, and Alex Jones, and Rex Christie's of the world, were the only ones who were even entertaining this nonsense. Well, they themselves, the perpetrators of this, have told you what they're going to do, and you chose to not pay attention. What then shall we do? Stick so far as possible to the empirical facts, always remembering that these are modifiable by anyone who chooses to modify the perceiving mechanism. Do you know what that means? This is coming from a man who wrote a book in which he talked about hypnopedic conditioning, about putting chemicals inside the vats of embryos in the factories to make some of them less intelligent and capable than others. That was told to us as science fiction. No, it was science thesis, what they were planning on doing, what they were already working on. And you can bet they pretty much got that technology. It's just a matter of time before they implement it. Always remembering that these are modifiable by anyone who chooses to modify the perceiving mechanism. What do you think the perceiving mechanism that he's talking about modifying is? Your brain. Think Elon Musk's Neuralink. And your mind. The visible and the invisible faculties that direct your activity. That's what they are talking about modifying. And here's another one of these pricks. Nephew of Sigmund Freud, who wanted to bang his mother and his sister and keep the rich patrons, patients coming back for more psychotherapy, because we all go a little mad sometimes, so he could keep billing them. Edward Bernays, basically the founder of public relations advertising business, to which you are subject at hyperactive rates today. The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in a democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. This is a logical result of the way in which our democratic society is organized. Does that sound familiar? You know, right now you can't avoid an advertisement from Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. Let's see here. Hi, I'm Aaron. I'm a douchebag. I've been getting ass raped at Facebook for 2 years. They put me in charge of product policy development. You know, we're kind of confused here at Facebook because we don't know if we should put up more content or take down more content or ban Rex for another fucking 30 days because he posted something about Ted Cruz. However, we want universal guidelines that we're not responsible for by having you call
your senator and congressman and asking the government to develop guidelines for platforms to let us know exactly what content we should censor to make sure that no truth is ever shared and we condition you into buying shit you don't need, money you don't have, and shoving your own head up your ass, because basically we're a bunch of Silicon Valley buttfuckers who want to eat your children. Thanks. Please call your senator immediately.
Have you seen those commercials? That's Edward Bernays in action. You think I'm kidding? Exactly what's happening. That's exactly the scam that the Republican Party is playing on you right now, with a big blonde MAGA at the spearhead of it. And you're barking like little conservative lapdogs, jumping on it, because that's going to fucking fix your problem. I'm going to fix a fucking thing. You should be pissed off about it. See? They can explain anything away. Lockdowns didn't work. Yes, but we weren't for the lockdowns. Bullshit, you implemented the lockdowns. Well, sure, we implemented the lockdowns, but that was because the science was evolving at the time, and we were doing the best that we could for your own safety. We're looking out for you. They can explain anything away if you are predisposed to believe the lie despite the contrary facts because you have been conditioned to believe in the same foundational principles that your enemy purports to be the valuation scale for reality. Now, you might say, no, we're different than the other side. No, you're not. We moderns are all a bunch of radical materialists, secular fundamentalists, and basically enlightened liberals. Now, some of us are conservative liberals, and some of us are more progressive liberals, and some of us are schizophrenic libertarian liberals, but we're all fucking liberals. We're all children of the Enlightenment. We believe in the science. Some of us pay lip service to Jesus and the Bible. But, you know, we go church shopping to make sure that we find a pastor who can explain things to us in a cool, hip way to make Jesus more palpable for us in modern times. Without sacrifice, without liturgy, but actually having an encounter with Christ, just the idea of Jesus, a Jewish rabbi who left us a book he hand-wrote himself that we can decipher ourselves if we're in the spirit. And if we're confused, we don't have to go to the Pope in Rome, who may or may not be dead. We can just ask our own Pope. Either it's Pastor Bob or alone in my room at night with my biblical concordat, I can figure it out because the Spirit speaks to me. Now, my conclusion might be unique and not like anything ever discussed in 2,000 years of Christian history, but, you know, for all I know, Jesus Christ wasn't a Jewish rabbi. He was an extraterrestrial alien who came here to show us the way. Or, perhaps, Jesus Christ is Elon Musk's great-great-great-grandfather who built the simulation in which we're in, and that was just his way of explaining the Matrix to us. See? Kind of nonsense that you might believe because you're enlightened and modern and progressive? This is corruption at its core. And you've been infected. Don't give me any, oh, Rex, you're being mean again. Fuck you. I've been infected, so I know you've been infected because I'm probably more intelligent than you. I'm not saying that to be braggadocious. I just happen to be pretty smart. However, that doesn't make me immune from the fuckery that is about this place. In fact, in many ways, I have applied my intelligence to a lot of fuckery most of my life because I chose not to see the uncreated light of God. Not that I've seen it now, but at least I know that that's real. So instead of reactionary emotional outbursts, which is exactly what they are, people, your responses in a dialectical fashion to whatever stimulus they poke you with, is a reactionary emotional outburst. You should be engaging in subduing your disordered passions so that you may bathe in the uncreated light of God. All three of him. Not Buddha, karma, not some kind of Uranta, cosmic Jesus, secret universe, turtles all the way down, bullshit, but actual triune God himself. But you're not going to find him by sticking your head further up your own ass. That's not where he is. Now, he is in you, but again, he's in you in a spiritual way that is a faculty of your soul, your heart mind, your mind's mind, that you have to declutter in order to perceive him. But shoving your head up your own ass will not help you do that. So cut that out as the omega point approaches. Don't meet it with your head stuck in your own rectum. That will not work out well for you. I don't know how long I'm going to do this because I'm pissed off and tired. If you want to talk to me, I can understand why today you might want to avoid that. The call-in number is 646-649-1013, 646-649-1013. The populist, nationalist movements worldwide are breaking through the left-right paradigm. See this in Ottawa. In Ottawa, you have the Freedom Convoy, and you have basically a street party that is driving the apparatchiks in the Ottawa government crazy. The Ottawa police, who are very fucking woke, don't have enough manpower to handle this, and the resistance is just mad. Now, there are a few masked bandits of some gender fluid mess protesting, but there's like six of them, other than the one that drove his SUV in. But there are people down there with Trump flags. There are people with American flags. There are obviously people with Canadian flags. There are people with pride flags. I don't know why you want to be fucking proud of a sin that basically had God wipe out two cities in Palestine 3,000 years ago, but, you know, apparently it's something to be proud of. I'm not really sure it's an accomplishment, but, hey, the point that I'm making is not whether they're right or wrong, because obviously they're wrong, but that they are resisting the tyranny across the ideological and political spectrum. There's a breakthrough, the left-right paradigm, and the Judeo-Luciferian oligarchs are warning the moderate normies of extremism from both sides ahead of the global realization that it is not a horizontal dialectic anymore. I mean, it never was, but that's the game we played. The dialectic is actually vertical. And I'm not talking about the cosmic vertical. I'm talking about the lateral vertical, which is you ain't at the top of the pyramid. But the extremes are more indicative of the telos than the mushy, passive middle of ideological consumers and pragmatic enforcers and apparatchiks, meaning that the extremes of left and right are converging in their resistance to tyranny from above. There's infiltration and subversion, hence you get false flags, like January 6th. But the point is that as Zbigniew Brzezinski told us before he passed away, the masses are becoming politically awakened. They are waking up to the false left-right paradigm. Now, most people, because they have no sense of truth, they have no true religion in their lives, grasp ideology with religious faith, like believe science. Science was never meant to be fucking believed. I mean, empirical science. It was never meant to be believed. In fact, the entire predicate of empirical science, even during the Enlightenment, was to question and test the data, your hypothesis, to determine if the evidence validates or invalidates it. It was always about questioning. It was never about believing in the science or the personification of science. Dr. Fauci, short little Italian Jew midget who is responsible for murdering billions of people, and I can't wait until we shove a big needle up his ass live on TV. But I don't even know what I was talking about. I was talking about, see, this is why I like having a co-host, or at least someone call in and chat with me. But nevertheless, let's just continue. The simple fact is that the dialectic is changing, but people are holding on to their ideology like a religion. Whatever it is that they've grasped onto to replace religious truth is their ideology, and they'll still hold on to that. So buttfuckery is your thing, or Mother Gaia, God and guns and gold, whatever it is, whatever your slogan ideology is, or, you know, non-aggression principle, whatever the fuck, you're going to hold on to it with religious fervor because you have a void, because you choose not to see the truth. However, you see tyranny. Why? Because it's in your face. Stuff that the conspiratorium has been warning about for decades is now fully manifest, and people are getting it and resisting to it. That's a beautiful thing to watch. This convoy in Canada is fantastic. I think we got one in Australia. We got one coming here. And, I mean, keep in mind, it's fucking cold in Ottawa in February. And they are partying, and they are defiant, and they are happy warriors. It's good to see that. But many more are passive. They've committed menticide. They've killed their minds to the point where they're not even aware of it, or they will defer to order versus resistance because it's that familiar blanket of thorns, that phantom that you were taught to believe. We have to have law and order. We love our police. Please thank someone in uniform. No, no, no. Your costume, your badge, does not entitle you to any fucking respect. Not today. Not now. Cops, soldiers, government officials, how do you choose? Are you serving the people and the cause of liberty, or are you an apparatchik of tyranny? There is no in-between. There is no law. Rex, how can you say there's no law? There's no fucking law. Everything is lawless. Lawless. You see it. You've got BLM riots and burning, and they're bailed out by Tamil Indian, who's now pretending to be your vice president. But on January 6th, if you, you know, stepped across a sidewalk onto a certain lawn, you are now trespassing on the Capitol and you're arrested as an insurrectionist or shot. Only two people who died that day were two women killed by the cops. Don't forget that. So there is no law. There is no order. This is anarchy. How we pretend, and they can still use the law as a weapon against you. So if you drive 95 down the highway in front of a cop, you'll get pulled over and get a ticket. But there's no law. That same cop could just as easily ignore you because you had a Biden sticker on your car or a coexist sticker, and he could put you in prison, literally. Class 1 felony if you have a Trump sticker or a MAGA sticker on your car. Just that could easily happen. So you have none of the levers of power. You have no rights. Think about it. You have no rights unless you're willing to exercise them. But you have no rights that you are not free to exercise. my right to free speech, which is sacrosanct in the 18th century piece of magical parchment, is constantly violated by Zuckerberg. And don't give me the nonsense, well, it's a private corporation and they can do whatever they want, build your own platform. Well, we fucking built our own platform. Actually, Andrew Torba built it. So follow Rex on Gab, Rex underscore Christie. But, no, Zuckerberg is not allowed to censor me. Even if I'm fucking lying, which I'm not, I'm getting censored for telling the truth. And they admit that. And they admit that their fact checkers are using opinion. And, you know, Aaron needs to get butt-fucked again and tell your congressman to create these structures so that Rex can be banned, you know, legally. Whatever the hell that's worth. I'm banned more than I'm not banned. So my right to free speech doesn't exist unless I'm willing to exercise it. Well, I exercise it. And I get removed from Facebook. And that's fine, because I don't really give a shit about Facebook, other than the fact there are some people who follow me and engage with me on Facebook that refuse to get on Gab, you fucking pussies. Get on Gab. Andrew Torba is building some amazing stuff. Truly free speech. Oh, he bans pornography. Well, good. That's not free speech. That's pimping. So, get on Gab. Now, I'm also on Jason Miller and Miles Guo's Getter. Because basically, I'm not allowed, I mean, I'm banned forever on all of my accounts. I can't even create another account on Twitter, which is useless anyway. And since most of the people have moved over to Getter, I've got a Getter account. But I hate Getter, because it's just Twitter. It's twatter for righties, because it's on Amazon servers. It's funded by a shady Chinese billionaire. And it's basically a Republican herding operation. Just look at the... Create an account and just look at who they suggest you follow. Brian Kilmeade? Are you fucking kidding? Why the fuck would I follow Brian Kilmeade? It's... Here, I'll do it right now. Let's see. If I go here, who should I follow? You should follow Leo Terrell. Well, he's not bad, I can, you know. Carla Zambelli. Getter Brazil. Ooh, yes, Getter Brazil. Representative Jim Banks. Anna Paul something. And Brian Kilmeade, there it is. So, you know, whatever, okay? But I'm on there. What the hell's my handle? It's Rex underscore Christie. But I really post and use Gab, and Gab is getting better all the time. So get on Gab. Engage. Why the hell am I talking about social media again? I hate talking about social media. Well, because I'm talking about rights, right? You have no rights unless... you are able and willing to exercise them. The institutions of civil society, all of them, schools, school boards. I mean, look here. Youngkin, the lobbyist for Carlyle Group, I think, declared that masks are not mandated in schools in Virginia. Now, that doesn't mean you can't wear a mask. It just means you don't have to wear a mask. So a lot of parents are like, fuck this, I'm not going to mask my kid anymore. The school boards are trespassing kids, suspending the kids, and suing the governor while just doing whatever the fuck they want to do because, you know, they want to mask your kids, which has no scientific validity whatsoever, but it's just about making you do things that are irrational just to get you to comply. Because if you comply with stupid, inane, irrational things, then they can make you do worse. You've been acting like a fucking prisoner at the airports ever since 19 terrorists attacked the World Trade Center in our Pentagon, conveniently in the counting wing where several trillion dollars have gone missing, according to Don Rumsfeld on September 10th. So we got to get the terrorists, and the best way we can get the terrorists to go shopping and to fly on airplanes without shoes and belts as incompetent, illegal, foreign TSA agents shove their fists up your ass. They're fisting your ass. They are playing with grandma's tits, and they are taking your baby's bottle away from your baby. That's how we fight the terrorists. you put up with it. So then they tell you, put a diaper on your face. Fucking did it. Do you see a pattern? It's the Milberg experiment writ large. If you don't know what that is, shame on you, you fucking fool. I've talked about it before on the show. You should know what it is. Look it up, you lazy fuck. Because I kind of want to get out of here. This is not good for my health. So, that's the institutions of civil society are lawless. School boards, colleges, churches, government at all levels, your homeowners association, all of it. It's all fucking lawless. Now, we're pretending it's not anarchy, but it's fucking anarchy. ANCAPs don't seem as excited about it as they should be because this is what they wanted. But who knows? You have to understand that despite all of this chaos and everything that's going on, you have all the power to exercise your God-given rights. And the enemy will try to punish you for it. They're trying to punish the Freedom Convoy now by declaring a state of emergency. So far, they haven't brought in the military because that's not going to be a good look. They know that the favorable, unfavorable is not in their favor, so that's not something that can work. I mean, imagine Kent State on a global scale. But they might do it. But you have all the power, and more people are with you than ever before. You have to stand free, to stand together. One-offs are, I mean, I'm not saying don't do one-offs, I do them all the time, but they're dangerous in the sense that if you go too far by yourself, you're going to end up getting, you know, whooped. You do it together. That's why this convoy is so powerful. And you bring the enemy to their knees. That's what you have to do. And you have to be mad. You have to channel that anger against the enemy. You also have to be aware that these are human beings who are stupid and corrupt and doing evil, but they themselves are not evil. They were made, just like you, good. And you have to allow for that. But when they're doing evil, have vengeance in your heart against them. But you can do everything in your power to stop them, especially when that you are defending the innocent and the weak. So you got to be angry because they're fucking insane. They're mad in a different way. You need to be mad at them while they are mad in their own insanity. But I think the maddest of all, maybe second maddest of all, are those who are passive, who passively put up with bullshit because, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, I got to go in the store. They won't wear a mask. I'll just wear a mask. No big deal. Don't fucking wear a mask. It's stupid. And you look stupid for doing it. Well, I had to get the vax and the vax pass because I wanted to get on an airplane. Drive. Take a fucking boat. Figure something out. Don't do it. Because every time you give them a little bit, they will take more. The tyranny will not stop until you stop it. And the passive are the worst of all, other than the other kind of madness, which is at the very top of the pyramid, the psychopaths. They're mad in a totally different way. One, because they come across as calm, rational, and authoritative. But what they really want to do is kill and murder. They're the worst. They're not listening to this show. Some of the passive might be. And if they're not, share it with them and tell them why they should listen to me yell and cuss at them for an hour. Because you need it. You need to hear this because you're playing fucking patty cakes while they are about to deliver hell. Well, we're winning. The Freedom Convoy, lifting of mask mandates, the court cases that prevent mandates from happening, the collapsing numbers of Joe Biden. We're winning. But they printed so much currency that inflation is going through the roof. Supply chains are intentionally being disrupted, and don't blame the truckers for this. They're not the ones that made the vax mandate. You've got false flags coming your way, wars and rumors of wars. And then, of course, you're about to get hit with the next variant, the Olympic con variant, which may not even be a COVID. It could be some kind of hemorrhagic fever, at least according to information we're getting from Dr. Malone. So you've got to realize that, look, we've known about false flags for a long time. Anytime you say it, like 9/11 is a false flag. Oh, no, I know people who died. Well, yeah, people die in false flags. They're not all crisis actors. Ruby Ridge weren't crisis actors. Waco wasn't crisis actors. The FBI actually murdered people. And Bill Barr covered it up. Fucking fat swamp plug, pipe blower son of a bitch. And all these people are in the same club, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, doesn't fucking matter one bit. People are starting to come to this a little bit. So you got to watch out for the fake populists that are infiltrating. So you got these genocide Olympics going on right now. They've locked up the athletes. The whole thing's a mess. Any athlete that voluntarily went there is a fucking idiot. Any country that sent athletes to this charade is fucking worthless, including our own. And they're going to start the next pandemic hoax variant or new Marburg virus, who the fuck knows. It's going to be the Olympic con variant. That's what's coming next as a precursor for economic collapse and, you know, cyber polygon. We have to make the great reset. Because they have to distract you and remove what's happening with things like the trucker convoy, the freedom convoy in Canada, and the ones that are going around the world. They have to blame, just like January 6th. They said that they were, just a bunch of kooks, and then they saw how many of them, and suddenly they became, you know, racist, Confederate flag waving. Confederate flag. Why would anybody in Canada be waving a Confederate battle flag? It doesn't make any sense. But, you know, again, racism, right? You know, I'm sure they had some Nazi flags or whatever, all to make Justin Trudeau's statement of you should leave these people. They say inappropriate things. Well, you know, freedom of speech says you can say whatever the fuck you want, especially if it's offensive, right? So they're trying all these narratives. The next one is going to be that these people are causing the supply problems, and their irresponsible behavior has led to another global pandemic, even though it's going to start in the Olympics in China. Those are the kind of games they're going to play. Less and less people are buying it, but that doesn't mean that those with the levers of power won't use that as a pretext to do some horrible things. I mean, look at what's going on with GoFundMe and GiveSendGo. Think of how much control they have through investment banking, yay capitalism, over all of these companies. Why do you think they buy startups? So GoFundMe was like, yeah, we're just going to take this money and divert it to Black Lives Matter, a terrorist criminal organization, stealing money. People went apeshit and were stopping payment at their bank and demanding refunds, and the whole thing fell apart, so now they're just issuing automatic refunds. I guarantee you they're... Somebody will have to be bailed out by BlackRock or some big billionaire or something because they're going to just tank. But they'll keep it going because money doesn't mean – these people have so much fucking money they've printed. They control the money. They've printed so much money that they can spend as much as they want on just about anything to keep the game going, right? But GiveSendGo servers were crashed because people were using it so hard that Andrew Torba of Gab and even the – Rumble people were offering to lend some of their infrastructure to help GiveSendGo do that. That's how you resist. That's the kind of parallel economy power that you want to exercise and flex. Unlike the other game, since I'm doing radio, I pay attention to these things. And I was here in the swamp in 1982 when a certain rambunctious shock jock called Air Florida live on the air to see if the 14th Street Bridge was going to be a regular stop for Air Florida. This is after they crashed into the bridge. Oh, he's callous, he's mean. Well, you know, that may be true. But he was making a point. And he built a career of being offensive. And I will admit, back then, I listened. But Stern is coward Stern now. He's a fucking Nazi. You can't say that about a Jewish man. Well, I fucking said it. Say it about George Soros. He admits that he was a Nazi. Fucking pussies. So Howard Stern is demanding, you know, fuck your freedom. Mandatory lockdowns, quarantine, FEMA camps, he's all for that stuff. And people are shocked about it. Why would you be shocked about it? He's an establishment mouthpiece designed to destroy part of the demoralization program that they've been doing for a long time to subvert you, and it's succeeded wildly. That's what he's been doing. But then you got Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan, you know, had Dr. McCullough on and Dr. Malone and other people, and it's exciting, and he's got a big show, and more people listen to him than listen to, you know, mainstream media, and then they come after him. And he's so big that Mr. Keep On Rockin' in the Free World, Canadian cuck, lost his battle to try to damage Spotify for Rogan. So what does Spotify do? They put a disclaimer on Rogan, and Rogan accepts it. And then they start going through his shows and deleting them. And then they find some time where he was quoting somebody, and instead of saying N-word, he said nigger. Why are we, like, using, you know, the C word, the N word? Say the word, especially if it's offensive. That's how you empower people to fight against the negativity that that word may have connotation of. But instead, it's used very fast and loose to denigrate an entire segment of our society. But if anybody else uses it, it's used as a weapon against them. I mean, it's Black History Month, and The View just basically fired their only black host because she said something that, you know, offended Jews. So, you know, I guess on the pecking order, blacks are below Jews, which, you know, makes sense. That's the way it's always been. But it's interesting that she made the statement that it wasn't racism. Well, I mean, it was racism. The Nazis were white supremacists. So there is an element of race, but it wasn't just against Jews. In fact, one could argue that it wasn't even primarily against Jews. The Nazis hated Slavs and Catholics just as much as they hated the Jews. The Jews are just a convenient scapegoat because at the very top of the food chain, you'll usually find Jews. Rothschilds, Soros, Koch, Jews, right? So convenient dialectic. So she made that comparison, and she was making it from the racist perspective that racism can only be directed against blacks. You can't direct racism against whites, and since the Jews that Hitler was targeting were white, then they, you know, that's not about race. And then she apologized, and then she was suspended. And then the ADL changed their definition of racism. This is how mad this all is. It's absolute chaos. How did I get on Whoopi Goldberg? Who cares? She's a fucking horrible person. But Rogan apologized. That's what I was getting to. Rogan apologized to the mob and the elite attackers. And now they're going to double down. They do not leave you alone when you apologize. In fact, don't ever fucking apologize. You have to apologize to God, sins you commit every single day. Maybe you're better than me. I do it every day. You're probably not better than me. You think that you are. I'm willing to admit that I do it every day, and I apologize for it. But you do not apologize to the powers and principalities of this present darkness. You tell them to go fuck themselves. Rogan didn't do that, and now Rogan is going to get butt-fucked just like that guy from Facebook that wants to, well, should we live up? What should we take down? This is the kind of gamery that's going on. Why? Because if they can do it to Joe Rogan, you're more likely to self-censor. That's why. And they're doing it across the board. Notice how, you know, rational Bill Maher is lately. Whoopi Goldberg got fired just like Joe Rogan. Oh, wow, it's chaos. I mean, Howard Stern is still on there, but, you know, let's at least give him credit where credit is due. He was calling for quarantines and lockdowns and mandatory vaccinations, so that's okay. This is all about using celebutards as public spectacles to make trending social media and news headlines in order to get you to think, oh, they can do it to Joe Rogan and Whoopi Goldberg. They can do it to me. Maybe I should be quiet and not rock the boat because I don't want to get in trouble. And that is how freedom dies. And if you haven't seen it, by the way, there was an epic exposure by, I believe, a Reuters, maybe an AP reporter, old school press guy, you know, newspaper man, with the State Department over the alleged false flag that Putin was about to execute in order to start a war with us, I guess. Whatever. I mean, it was insane. You have to watch it. It's out there. You can see it. But basically, the State Department mouthpiece admitted that we're engaged in a false flag operation to go to war with Russia. Well, let's talk about how insane that is, because they did it with WMD and anthrax and babies being thrown out of incubators to go over to get the terrorists in Iraq because they took down the Twin Towers from Afghanistan, and we got to get the terrorists, fight them over there. Fucking fuck you, Bush. Fuck all the Bushes. If you ever meet a Bush, fuck it. Do with that as you will. That was Iraq. A country that couldn't function without our providing them with weapons of mass destruction to use against Iran in the 80s in a long war. Saddam Hussein was the CIA, just like Manuel Noriega. Bush Sr., Director CIA, told Saddam to go into Kuwait. He gave him Saddam was like, I want to go get the oil there. He's like, yeah, go ahead, no problem. And as soon as he did it, we got the first Gulf War. But we didn't go topple him, didn't invade. We just waited, bombed the shit out of it with depleted your phosphorus and all this shit for fucking 25 years because, you know, we needed a clean break from the project of the new American jerk-off, your fucking little hats and your, you know, fucking humping Pontius Pilate's fortress for global domination or whatever the fuck. So false flags and lies. And look how that worked out. And that was just a little sand pit in the Middle East. Probably the location where we all came from in the first place several thousand years ago, but that's besides the point. Babylon's there. I mean, this is all very interesting stuff when you really get into it, but this is Russia. Now, why do we hate Russia? We should be natural allies with Russia. We bought Alaska from Russia. The Russian Orthodox Church of Russia abroad, or Russian Orthodox Church outside of Russia, whatever, was the first jurisdiction in the Western Hemisphere of the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Be natural allies with Russia. Oh, but it's convenient to hate Russia because we had the whole Cold War dialectic and communism. But what did the Russians do after their engineered collapse of the Soviet Empire. They shirked off communism. They embraced nationalism and orthodoxy after getting plundered and butt-fucked by the Western bankers for a while. And they pulled themselves up, and Putin had the audacity to tell faggots that they can't proselytize and recruit children. Now, no one is telling faggots they can't pump each other in the ass in the privacy of their own home. Nobody cares. But you can't corrupt children. And that is a no-no for our State Department, because the State Department is the single most prolific promoter of sodomy worldwide. And Putin challenged them on that. And, of course, part of the grand chessboard is to control the Eurasian landmass, and for that you have to control Russia. You go back to the Civil War in Russia and the alleged Bolshevik Revolution and all that stuff, and you will find it was financed by a bunch of WASP and Jewish Wall Street bankers and lawyers at 120 Broadway in New York City. They've always had a hard-on for Russia, and they're using Ukraine as a pretext to go after Russia. Plus, it makes, you know, Biden looks good. He's standing up to Putin, unlike Trump, who caved to him. Really? I remember in one afternoon, Trump killed like 200 Russian soldiers and maimed another 300 in Syria when he was taking out ISIS, because the soldiers from Russia weren't supposed to be where they were, and so we informed the Russians that we're going to, you know, go in here and kill these guys, get your guys out. They said, those aren't our guys, so we killed them. He was the Russian asset. This guy's not a Russian asset. He's more like a Ukrainian asset, if you really think about it, and a Chinese asset. But, and it was, remember, it was Secretary Clinton that sold, like, you know, 35% of our uranium to Vladimir Putin after she overcharged him. I wonder how she did that. Maybe I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Give me $750,000 for a two-minute speech. Who knows? We'll see. I don't know. But the simple fact of the matter is that it's a false flag. It is about insane to try to fight Russia. I mean, Napoleon and Hitler both failed to conquer Russia, especially in winter. But Joseph Biden, with his woke army of pregnant men, is going to pull it off. Are you fucking kidding? This is sheer insanity. This is how you take down the United States. And Ukraine is a much bigger issue, which I'm not going to get into, but the simple fact is that after the McCain coup, the McCain-Newland coup in Ukraine in 2014, we now have an anti-church set up in Ukraine that is probably going to cause rupture in Christendom like we haven't seen since 1054. And that's what this comes down to. Lucifer and his minions, both the invisible and the visible kind, are making their moves against the mystical body of Christ. And if that doesn't piss you off and get you into the fight, nothing will, and you will find yourself appeasing and apologizing and not rocking the boat all the way to hell. Because hell is a choice. It's not a punishment. It's a choice. You have to choose every moment of every day. Are you mad enough to get up and fight any way that you can? Or are you going to just sit back and let these things happen? Now, a lot of people are getting up to fight. Dan Schultz, the Precinct Project, people, parents taking over school boards. And your enemy is now working through lawfare with districting and imprisonment and intimidation and the subversion within the Republican Party, because the Democrats have absolutely zero power without the enabling Republicans. Just Lindsey Graham, not just Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, and all the other pricks, okay? But they've now got recruited candidates for school boards, for sheriff, for seats of government at all levels. There's actually a really good video that you should see. I think it's on Citizens Free Press. It's like CIA congresswoman or something. Look that up and watch that. But these are basically CIA candidates. Now, there's always been CIA candidates. They've just never been this overt about it, not since, I mean, I guess, what's his name? Egg McMuffin was one. But, I mean, look, Barack Obama was a CIA candidate. Just no one really knew that. George Bush, I guess, because, well, he was director of the CIA, but that's a different story. But these people are, for lack of a better word, deep state operatives, intel community, DOD, FBI, operators or assets that are now running for these positions in order to kind of crowd you out of what you're doing successfully and taking them over. You've got to watch these people. They're all liars. They're trained, professional, psyop liars. They're perpetrating false flags in order to start wars, topple governments, launch pandemics. It is all hurtling towards the Great Reset. And you need to be pissed off about it and do something about it, just like these truckers are doing. And I'm going to get out of here now. I don't think anybody dares speak with me. If you change your mind, I'm going to do one more thing, and then you can talk to me if you want, 646-649-1013. Otherwise, we'll just get out of here. But I think this is a transcript from a couple of shows back, but since I haven't been doing them every week, you probably forgot this. So I'm just going to read this real quick and close, unless someone calls in. On the brink of tomorrow, we shall fall into the abyss or rise into a bright new future. Apart from artifacts of the chronicle and categories of historical reference, the political and social terms left, right, fascism, liberalism, socialism, communism, nationalism, capitalism, etc. are meaningless. Rather, we need to appropriate these terms as categories and imbue them the authentic meaning their history has for us now. To use a postmodernistic linguist deconstruction, we need to reimagine these terms. We are on the precipice of tomorrow and can use this cusp of history as a springboard into a genuinely human future or a dark plunge into the abyss of annihilation and a techno-magic transhumanist void of the permanent eclipse of man. The dragon will swallow the sun and the light of truth will be extinguished until the end of the aeon. When time is transfigured into eternity and present relativism and nihilism is banished forever from the recapitulated cosmos, and the transfigured children of God will reign with him forever. What we do in this prologue of life echoes in eternity. Time is now. Your life in Christ is imminent and not yet. Will we restore the breaking of the light of truth into this present darkness, or do we slide further down the wide road of revolution in a permanent cycle of eternal return to untruth, darkness, and Nietzschean world of spiritual midgets posing as Ubermensch, and the slavery of the now in a convulsion of anti-life, a mosh pit of theomachy, and the Hobbesian melee of all against all, and the state of nature inverted by the revolution, turn, 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 cycle up, level down, live your death in the festival of fear, loathing, the revelry of inverted passions, sensual psychosis, and torture of soul for the pleasure of those drunk with power maddeningly. Fire is not in the rooftops. Fire is in the minds of men. Men possessed by the Promethean lust for power. That's your transhumanist dark future. If you don't get pissed off enough, do something about it. Aldous Huxley told you, people can be made to love their servitude. Even George Orwell said, until they become conscious, they will never rebel. And until after they have rebelled, they cannot become conscious. John Fitzgerald Kennedy. those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. We are on the cusp of a new age. Will it be a return to truth and genuine humanity, or a transmogrified cybernetic future of dismal death? The decision is being made as we speak. And unfortunately, we all go a little mad sometimes. Most of us have gone insane. Many of us are coming to sanity quickly, more than ever. But are enough of us mad enough, angry enough at the evil, that we will stand at this moment of history and say, you fucked around enough, the fuckery will desist? Choice is yours. Ask God for the help to make the right choices. Ask him to declutter your mind's mind. Strengthen your heart. Fill you with courage. Do not give in to fear. Get pissed off at evil and fight as if your life, your children's lives, your grandchildren's lives, and generations unborn hinge upon it, because they do. You can't do it alone. You need help. Pray harder and fight harder and channel that natural God-given anger in your heart against the tyranny of evil now and forever. Steadfast protectress of Christians, constant advocate before the Creator, despise not the cry of us sinners, but in thy goodness come speedily to help us who call on thee in faith. Hasten to hear our petition and to intercede for us, O Theotokos, for thou dost always protect those who honor thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Get up, get off the couch, the chips out of your mouth, and fight like hell, and be mad at evil. Never quit. This is Rex, signing off, and the thunder of liberty rumbles on.
Are doing to us, China, everyone, they're killing us on trade. If I'm elected president, we will win, and we will win, and we will win. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mr. Trump, thank you.